Hello again, Gooners. Anyway, what's it all going to be about today, the TLC live podcast? Well, there are quite a few news stories, but I'm not going to go into loads and loads of them. The ones that concern us, Ozil, the latest on Ozil, Willian, I'll call him Will I Ann, it's so much easier. Partey, Maitland-Niles, and obviously the thing that's preoccupied a lot of people is the 55 redundancies, which I may speak to somebody about later in the week. The 55 redundancies at Arsenal, bad timing after you've just won the cup to let that many people go, a bit of consultation going on. It sticks in the craw a little bit. It's not gone down very well with the people that I've seen writing about it, at least. I wouldn't say I've got exactly the same view as those people, because I do understand that there seems to be a need to restructure the club. The current scouting system hasn't been as productive as it used to be in previous years. And I know some of the comments from the club have, as I've said, not been appreciated by the fans. But at the same time, they've got to do something about the restructuring of the club. So I think they took that opportunity. Perhaps is a bit cynical, the timing, using COVID as a bit of an excuse. As I said, didn't go down well. So perhaps in that regard, the club didn't exactly cover themselves in glory, and that's putting it mildly. However, it did need to be done. And as I've said before, timing is the issue here. So, well, I can see, and of course I feel for the people that have lost their jobs or are about to lose their jobs, because I do understand the club are going through a consultation process. But they are clearly going for the fact that they are looking at raising money, which isn't really, it's a drop in the ocean, really, 55 jobs. It sounds a lot to you and I, but when you're talking about the millions that, for example, Ozil gets, well, it doesn't sound that much in comparison, so it's not really a genuine saving. Apparently, a lot of the players are upset about it, amongst them, Granit Xhaka. There have been reports that he's starting a players' rebellion. I would take that with a pinch of salt. But clearly, the players are not happy. They took a wage cut, or most of them, except for Ozil, took a wage cut. And part of the thinking behind taking that wage cut was they thought that by taking that wage cut, they would save jobs. Well, maybe they've saved a few, but 55 they haven't managed to save. So it's left a sour taste in the mouth. Right, let's move on. I did say I would talk about Ozil, and I already have, but that's not what I wanted to say. Without doubt, the biggest news of the day is Willian announcing the time has come to leave Chelsea. Well, it's been reported by numerous sources, including The Guardian, which I'm looking at right now. Obviously, he's been linked with Arsenal for quite a long time. He's just turned 32 years of age. So if he does sign the three-year contract that apparently Arsenal are offering, worth in the region of £100,000 a week plus, he will be 35 by the time that contract's over. Also, I've read that in that contract, he will get pay rises. So he'll start on £100,000+ and it will go up, not necessarily significantly in terms of percentage, but obviously when you start with £100,000, if you've got 10%, that's quite considerable. However, most people say he's worth it. Yes, he's not going to be top of his game by the time the three-year contract comes to an end, but we know how good he is. We've seen him in action against Arsenal. We've seen him in action playing for Chelsea, and he's certainly a player that would be good to have in the squad. Anyway, what did he actually say to the fans, the Chelsea fans, upon leaving? Well, apparently he said he would depart with his head held high. Obviously, Chelsea exited the Champions League very recently at the hands of Bayern Munich. He also added in this open letter to Chelsea fans on Twitter, he said, "The time has now come to move on. I am certainly going to miss my teammates. I will miss all the staff at the club who have always treated me like a son, and I will miss the fans." He also added, "I leave with my head held high, safe in the knowledge that I won things here and always did my best in the Chelsea shirt. My heartfelt thanks go out to all of you, and God bless you." He didn't play against Arsenal in the cup final. He had an ankle injury apparently. He's already turned down Spurs before, but that was way back in 2013. Who knows, perhaps he'd come in for him again. Well, on the subject of Tottenham, let me just move on to Maitland-Niles, because this was pretty shocking to read, that Maitland-Niles may end up at Spurs. It could just be the gutter press putting 2 and 2 together and making 22, which they're fond of doing. Of course, for most Arsenal fans, that would be, I wouldn't say a disaster, but it's not something we'd look forward to happening. In the past, David Bentley's moved to Spurs. How well did David Bentley do? I would say not brilliantly. He had one or two good games from what I can gather, and obviously one of those games was against Arsenal. But really, would Maitland-Niles be the kind of player that Mourinho would be interested in bringing to Spurs? I think most Arsenal fans at present would be most interested in just keeping Maitland-Niles. That's really what most people want. And that most people includes the manager. Mikel Arteta wants to keep Maitland-Niles as well, from what we can gather. There have been reports that that the club have decided that they're going to raise funds by selling Maitland-Niles for around about $30 million, even though Mikel Arteta wants him to stay. That comes from the Telegraph. Sam Wallace reported that. And obviously, it's been the subject of a lot of talk. And The Sun, no less, say that Spurs are one of the clubs interested, alongside the likes of West Ham, Crystal Palace and Fulham. So it's going to certainly be interesting to see where he does, in fact, end up. Quite hard to predict. I'd have to say, me personally, I think he'll probably stay at Arsenal. I don't know why I think that. I suppose it's because I don't really trust the story about the board not really backing Arteta, particularly after what he's achieved this season, or this half season. There hasn't been a lot more news on Guendouzi that I've seen. He's still on the way out. To where, we're not sure. There was talk about him reuniting with Unai Emery. We shall see if that happens. Apparently, according to Football London, there's been further interest in the player. I didn't say I was going to talk about Guendouzi, but it's impossible to avoid, I think. So, yeah, it looks like we will cash in on Guendouzi. Apparently, Paris Saint-Germain want him. They did, of course, want him previously. So that, in a way, wouldn't be so surprising. So Villarreal is obviously Unai Emery's new club, and they're interested, as are Juventus. Juventus know a good Arsenal midfielder when they see one after having snapped up Ramsey. It could be possible, according to this website, that Arsenal could benefit to the tune of £40 million for a player that only costs, what was it, £6 million? Another midfielder, of course, on the Arsenal radar is Thomas Partey. There's been talk of Guendouzi moving to Atletico Madrid in part exchange. And Partey is supposedly worth £45 million. So if that were the case, then there wouldn't be that much to pay for Arsenal. £5 million plus Guendouzi. So that looks like a possibility. And it would surprise no one because Partey, of course, has been, as I said, on the radar for quite a long time. So I was going to say something about Ozil, wasn't I? Well, he's been pictured in Turkey. That's not really surprising, given that he's Turkish. So I don't think we should read too much into that. But now the story goes that Arsenal are trying to do a deal whereby they will either subsidise his wages or they will just simply pay him off and then he can move on a free transfer to whichever club he wants to do. There's about £18 million owing to Ozil. What kind of deal can the club cut? Anyway, as I said, at the moment he's been spotted out with a manager in the Turkish league. I'm going to try to pronounce it, but please forgive me if I get this wrong. Last night he was with Okan Buruk of Istanbul Başakşehir. It looks like the club will be doing their very best to offload the player. So I think that just about covers it for the pilot today. Thank you for all those people that have joined me today, all those millions of you out there. And until the next time, adios.